Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Singing Andy. I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
You had an appearance yesterday. You were out at that new fancy mall in Center City.
Yeah, the opening of the Fashion Mall is what it's called now. Down at like 9th and Market.
The Fashion District. It's a mall, but it's a yeah.
They have a place that's got wine on tap.
Nice.
That's what I got out of the experience. It was really good.
And T-Mobile, which is where you were.
And T-Mobile, which is right down from where the wine is.
But
so it's
I understand that you had some time to talk to one of our street teamers, Matt.
Yeah, and Matt's got a lot going on in his house, kids and grandkids and animals and stuff like that. So we were talking about, I said, it must be chaos around dinner time with all these different ages and different people, you know, different schedules. And he said, no, for the most part, it's easy, except his youngest girl, she is extremely picky. And he said that she will only eat five things, right?
Okay.
What do you want to guess what some of them are?
Okay, so I'm guessing mac and cheese.
Yeah, that is one. Yeah.
Chicken, like chicken nuggets, chicken strips, fried chicken.
No, there was no chicken
in
there.
Chicken?
No chicken?
Interesting.
In there. You had the mac and cheese, though.
French fries.
No French fries.
I mean, that's usually the staple. Those three are usually like the kid's staple.
Yeah, I like where your head's at
because
those are good.
You can, except for the mac and cheese, you can anything you can dip ketchup in is something that
that's
like my
winner,
son
right.
likes,
okay.
right?
So you can kind of mask something that they normally wouldn't like with just lots of ketchup.
Right, they'll just dip it in ketchup and at least they're eating something, right?
So she liked mac and cheese, Fruit Loops, ramen noodles. Which
ramen
she'll enjoy
noodles.
For decades.
They're delicious.
Vanilla ice cream, but not the vanilla bean that has little black dots in it, just vanilla.
No. Sure.
And Domino's cheese pizza. Not Pizza Hut's, any of that.
Another
Domino's
staple. How could I forget pizza?
So does that sound right? You know, Domino's. I'm not a parent, so I'm not used to how crazy it is trying to feed different ages and different mouths. Is this typical for?
It's pretty typical. I feel like for the second child is usually pretty picky. I mean, that's been my experience is that the oldest child is a lot more adventurous. And then the next kid is like, nope, here's it. Like Leonard, for example, those are his three. He likes mac and cheese with everything, which causes a whole digestive problem. He likes a chicken, just about any kind of chicken, because I'll let him dip it in ketchup. So at least he's eating chicken, you know.
Right.
And then French fries or any sort of potato. He likes rice. Okay. Any pasta. He likes all pastas. But all the starchy stuff. Kids love the starch.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy sauce. But I have rules. Like with Tori, my rule was you have to try everything on your plate. You have to at least try it.
Okay.
I don't care if you eat nothing else. You have to at least try everything on your plate or you don't get dessert.
Oh, wow.
So she would try everything, which was great. And now she's got this wonderful palate. Although she always was pretty adventurous, even before I came up with that rule.
Do you have that same rule for a little Leonard?
Well, I tried, Dave. I tried. But when I forced him to eat shrimp, he threw up. He was like, Mom, don't make me eat it. Don't make me eat it. I was like, buddy, I told you. And I cut just a little piece of the shrimp. But I think it was like shrimp.
The texture is weird. It's chewy. It's like chewing on a tongue.
Well,
I wouldn't eat it either.
I mean, that's overdone shrimp. Yeah. I don't overcook my shrimp. But anyway, so he vomited. And then I was like, dude, that was all me. And I'll never do that again. But he does know that like if he doesn't eat dinner, he doesn't
get dessert.
And I'm not making him something else. So if he doesn't like what we're having, he doesn't eat.
Okay.
And he just doesn't eat. Whereas like Tori will give in and eat it even if she doesn't like it.
All right.
Leonard.
But he can hold out, huh?
It's like, amazing. Nope. And he doesn't complain about it. He just doesn't eat it. He's like, okay, that's the rule.
Where does the energy come from?
I have no idea. I don't know. And everyone keeps telling me like, just wait because he's going to get to that age where like, we're not going to be able to keep milk in the house because he'll just like devour everything. He will eat and drink everything that's in the house. So I'm waiting for that day because right now, nothing. There's nothing going in there. It's crazy sauce.
Because I knew when I was a kid, I was very picky. And kind of like you said, my sister, who was older, would eat anything.
Right.
I was younger. I didn't even eat pizza till college. And it was so bad that we had this really nice Mexican restaurant where we lived. And my parents would like to bring the whole family out there. But I wouldn't eat Mexican food. So my mom would bring a hot dog in a little plastic bag and ask them if they would make it in the bag for me.
Even a quesadilla? You couldn't do
No, I wouldn't eat anything. And my mom would explain to me, like even just a cheese quesadilla, mom would explain
it's just
to me.
Cheese and bread. It's like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, but no, but you know, it looked different and tasted a little different. It wasn't the same.
You boys.
I understand where he's coming from.
So I wonder, is it a boy thing or is it like where you fall in the child order thing? Interesting. Parents, chime in. 215-263-6700.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. We're talking about kids and how finicky they can be at eating.
So I found this funny because I have a daughter, and then my nephew is an only child. And my daughter, from the time she was two, she eats spicy calamari, like spicy dried squid. She loves going out for sushi and getting the fish eggs, the salmon roe. And my nephew will not eat anything but french fries and chicken.
So do you think it's a girl versus boy thing?
I really do. I think, like, at a younger age, it's because my brother and I were the same way. I was super adventurous. I love all kinds of food. He is 26 years old and doesn't eat green things.
Sounds like Dave.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Well, his name's David, so.
How funny. So it could be in the name.
It could be a Dave thing.
I think so.
All right, Maggie, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
And Sarah, hey, we're talking about kids being picky eaters. What's your story?
Hi, how you doing? So I'm calling in because my kids are just like Andy. I have three kids. So my seven-year-old will eat anything. He even eats Brussels sprouts. So, like, he will eat anything in the world. And then I have a three-year-old that is the most picky child in the whole entire world. And he just won't eat. Like, he doesn't sleep. He goes to bed really late. He doesn't eat. I don't know what's up with him.
Wow. Okay,
and then I have a baby, and then she's 17 months, and she is starting to get picky. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, my kids are pretty much like yours.
Yeah, so that the oldest is much more adventurous, and then I don't know what happens. What happens with that second child that it's like?
I don't know. He's crazy. So, yeah, so that's kind of my story, is the same thing. And yeah, so I also wanted to tell you that I hope that you're at our church concert, because I'm bringing my oldest son, the one who eats everything, to his first concert.
Okay!
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he is so excited. He's been listening to all the Eric Church songs. He's been getting excited, so we're going to go Saturday night. So.
Oh, wow. That's so great. And how old is he, Sarah? Eight?
He's seven.
Oh, he's seven. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys are going to have a blast. Yeah. Definitely look for me, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Love you. Love your show.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was his reward for eating all the food on his plate. He gets to go
it.
To the Eric Church show, right?
Yes,
that would
worth
work.
It.
Huh? Wouldn't you want to go to a show? Yeah, if a concert was on the line, eat all your food.
I need everything. Hey, but I think that we have a quasi expert on the line here. So, Ashley, you study psychology. Take us through what goes on with these kids.
I do study it. So I can't believe I got through to you guys. This is so exciting. There's an entire psychology behind birth order, and I studied it in grad school, and I'm actually, there's like an affiliation called, in media and everything. It's Adlerian psychology, and they really emphasize this birth order, and that would be more prevalent than like boy versus girl.
Okay, interesting.
So the eldest is the most adventuresome eater?
Not necessarily the oldest, but so if the first one is, no matter their sex, if they come out and they'll try everything and they're a good sleeper and they, you know, play by the rules or anything like that, the second one's going to come out and most likely be the complete opposite. So they're just trying to find, because there's already a child who's got that role in the family. So they're trying to find their place within their, you know, environment. So,
interesting. So rather than compete, right, that makes sense, right? Like when the younger child isn't going to come out and want to compete for that role of getting the good grades and being right. Like, so they're always striving for that. So then they find another role in the family. That's so
interesting.
They're
going to find what they're good at, even if it's good at being bad.
Right.
So.
And they, I guess I would think, Ashley, that they probably don't even know they're doing that, right? They're not.
No. Yeah, and that would be it's private logic, and it's all developed usually within the first 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
That's amazing. It's right, though, how so many kids, like if there's two kids, one's the musician, one's the athlete.
Yeah.
One's a straight-A student, one's just sliding by.
Interesting.
Exactly.
One eats calamari, one eats chicken fingers and ketchup.
Chicken fingers, right. Not that there's anything wrong with that. A good chicken finger is lovely.
Absolutely.
So, Ashley, where do you fall in the birth order? What have you learned about yourself while taking these classes?
It's funny, I'm actually kind of a weird one because I'm a twin. So me and my twin are the oldest. We're very opposite. I have two little brothers. One won't eat anything. He grew up on Cheerios. The other ate everything. And then I have a really young sister who's like a 12-year difference. So she's kind of like an only.
Wow.
So, it resets itself every like 5-ish years, too. So if you have a big gap, you might have kids who are more similar.
That's so interesting. Oh,
it's really awesome to study. Yeah.
It is.
That's really cool. Thank you for calling up, Ashley.
Yeah, and good luck with your studies, Ashley.
Thanks. It was so good talking to you guys.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy, pass me the Fruit Loops.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.